A minor flat. Same thing. I think we're ready here, yeah? This is Hammer and Strings. I want you to give a big hand. Yay! Over there on the bass, we got Miss Jane. We got Jim on guitar. We got Tony here on the dulcimer. We got Jack on banjo. And we got Doug. Almost missed it. Doug on mandolin. Doug, too much mandolin. Yeah! All right, let's give him a big hand. Hammer and Strings.
Jitters maybe a little bit, we can calm down. For all you early risers, the name of that one is Whiskey Before Breakfast. Next, we're going to do an old fiddle tune. It's called Liberty.
Yeah.
It's so hot, let's do Over the Waterfall. How about that? Whew, looks like I'm in the waterfall.
Thank you.
All right. Our next song is Blackberry Blossom. It's what us bluegrass people call the national anthem. Getting our composure and stuff. We just want to say that we thank y'all for giving us an ear, and we call ourselves Hammers and Strings, for lack of a better name, because she's got the hammers and we all got the strings. And if we don't behave, she'll use them. Simple Gifts. Just to break up all this instrumental stuff here, we're going to have Jim Kilpatrick from over downtown Jacksonville, Florida, and he's going to sing a fine song called Sweet Sunny South.
This is an old song that's several hundred years old. It goes back probably before Florida was a state. It was a territory. It was even pre-Civil War. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To the sweet sunny south, take me home, where the mockingbirds sing me to sleep in the night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? Oh, my fate will regret of the dear home I left, of the warm hearts who sheltered me there, of my wife and my family for whom I regret. For the old place again do I sigh. Take me back to the place where the orange trees grow, my home in the evergreen shade, where the flowers from the river's sweet marginally grow and spread their sweet scent through the glade. Oh, the path to our cottage, they say, has grown green, and the precious white mornings abound, and I know that the faces and forms that I love lie now beneath the cold mossy ground. Take me back to the place where my little heart sings, for my fortune lies very close by, for the graves of our loved ones I long for to be, and among them to rest when I die. But yet I'll return to the place of my birth, for the children are playing round the door, and I know that no matter how long I may live, they'll echo their footsteps no more.
Got to put his deometer on.
This is also referred to a long time ago as payday in the Army. It's called Soldier's Joy, but it was a soldier's joy to get paid, so it's payday in the Army. Thank you.
Yeah, amazing grace in Jesus. Amazing grace. We're going to sing Amazing Grace and play a little bit in between the singing and stuff. So if you choose to, sing along with us.
This will be great.
Good.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Kindly, folks, this is our last song. It's called Black Nag. This is different than anything we've been playing. Yes, please get the key right. It always helps to be in the same key. Thank you. Coke.
That was hammer and strings. Thank you very much. Don't you beat on those boys now.
Once she quit shaking, she was hamming his hammer.
That's the vibrato. Next up, this is a real treat. They're under the category of young folk fiddlers, but it's a lot more than that. This is a group of 22 young people that come all the way up here from Boca Raton, Florida. That's my neck of the woods. All right, we got some South Floridian lovers. Okay, yay. There are 22 of them, and they range in ages from 4 to 12. There's also a couple kids that play recorder in this, three recorder players, and there's also a young lady who does some singing. She's not going to be singing for you today, but she's here, and a lot goes into this. This is basically the private students of Miss Peggy Everett here, who is head cowgirl right now. She's a... Peggy, give them a wave, Peggy. There we go. She has 60-something students, and of them, these are 22 that are here for us today. And gee whiz, this is going to be a lot of fun. Little bitty fiddles. And a sound man with a direct box. I started playing the fiddle like you carry it. I started playing the fiddle when I was in first grade. And I never really became a great fiddle player, but gee, I played all the way through to high school. And it enriched my life in a lot of ways. It gave me an interest in string instruments that led me into a whole lot of other directions. And I think that's the object here, is teaching these kids that you can play and have fun. And through playing and have fun, it's just something that can enrich you for the rest of your lives. And this is really cool, you guys. They play at the malls in Boca Raton. They play for some different community agencies. And I guess they just basically play around. Waiting for the sound man to get ready here. Okay. You got your box? You ready to roll? Okay. Here we go, yeah?
Okay, I think we're ready.
The Young Folk Fiddlers. We gotta wait for our sound man to deal with 22 children, and we are ready to go. Take it away, y'all. Fiddle up a storm.
Boil them cabbages.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next selection is called the Ashokan Farewell. This is a fairly contemporary tune, although it was the main theme of the series that came out called The Civil War. We have to wait 1 minute for our recorder. Next song is Cotton Eye Joe, and this song all of the children are going to play. And for some of these little guys up front, this is the first, well, this is their second performance today, but it's the second time they've played this for public. But we hope you like it. To switch gears here a little bit, our next song is a bluegrass song, and it's called Rocky Top. This will feature one of our dads, Randy James, and he's our guitarist, and he's going to be our vocalist in this as well.
And we need your help on this, so clap your hands and sing along. One, two, three.
Wish I was up on a rocky top up in the Tennessee hill. Ain't no smog smoke on a rocky top, there ain't no telephone bill. Once had a girl up on a rocky top, half bear, other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that.
Come on now.
Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. All right, get it now. Once two strangers climbed up on Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from a rocky top, I reckon they never will. Corn don't grow up on a rocky top, the dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks from a rocky top, they get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee, yeah. I've had years of pent-up city life, trapped like a duck in a pen. All's I can tell, it's a pity life, I ain't going back there again. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
This year we started to do a little bit of Irish fiddling because I think it's real important when you're working with children, young kids, that they start to learn and appreciate all styles of music. One of the things we did this year was to have Kaylee's or informal get-togethers, just come get together and play, and that's how we're learning our Irish music. This next song is kind of a product of that, and it's called Drowsy Maggie. It was made famous by the Chieftains, and it's an Irish reel. more Irish music. This is called Star of the County Down, and this features our three recorders, one on Garkline, which is an itty-bitty little one in the middle. Looks like a little cigar. The one next to that is a soprano recorder, and the one on the far end is a tenor, the lowest. This next piece is called Seminole Wind. It was very popular just a couple of years ago, but since the Seminoles are here and this is a Florida folk festival and the Everglades are so much part of Florida, we thought we'd like to do this.
Ever since the days of old, men have dug for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold, and leave the empty holes. Way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass sway, the eagles fly and the otters play, in the land of the Seminole. Blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, and I know who you are. Blow, blow, across the Okeechobee, all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligators and the gulls. The rockers came and took its toll. And in the name of flood control, they made the plans and they drained the lands. Now the glades are going dry. The last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry. Blow, blow, Seminole wind, blow like you're never gonna blow again. I'm calling to you like a long lost friend, and I know who you are. Blow, blow, across the Okeechobee, all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminole, the alligators and the guys.
And our last selection is the Orange Blossom. All right, guys. I think we're ready for the Orange Blossom Special.
Oh,
Thank you. Should they take a bow?
Take a bow, guys. Ready?
Encore!
Take a bow.
We'll do Boil Them Cabbages again so these little guys get to play their fiddles again. Okay, Boil Them Cabbages.
The Young Folk Fiddlers. Big hand, Peggy Everett. And who's this gentleman on guitar?
Randy James.
And this is her dad on guitar. All right. And I think you're going to see, if I'm not mistaken, I would take a wild guess. And I guess we're going to have some kind of junior fiddling contest this year, huh? Y'all going to be competing?
Maybe a couple.
Going to be a couple. Okay, well, you got our best wish, and we hope you all win. Every one of you. Because you're already winners. Thanks a lot, kids. Thank you very much. We're going to be setting up for a real nice group here. A band called Simple Gifts. And this is Ray Ballinger, Cheryl Ballinger, and Pete Scaro. Scalzo. I was close. Scalzo. You got to go like this for Scalzo. They've got two really attractively packaged tapes that are available with lovely color artwork. When you're a struggling artist and you go color artwork, you know you got some serious music in here, I tell you what. And these tapes will be available. Yes, at the Friends of Florida Folk Booth, which, by the way, all your folk shopping needs, you can get right over there at the Friends of Florida Folk Booth. You also might consider joining Friends of Florida Folk for a very small membership fee. You'll get a monthly newsletter from them. It's probably, it's more than the best in the state. It's probably the best in all the states. Tells you everything that's going on, everything going on in Florida music-wise. And we really thank the people from Friends of Florida Folk for working so hard just to keep us informed about what's going on. So, again, if you're interested in any of these tapes, Ray and Cheryl Ballinger, Simple Gifts is the name of the tape, Simple Gifts, and it's over at the Friends of Florida Folk tent, as well as lots of other tapes from lots of other artists. So if you hear somebody here this weekend that you're real interested in, you'd like to hear more of their music, you might go over there and check it out, and you might find one or two tapes or maybe even a few CDs over there. Yeah. CDs, yeah. Bluegrass bands would have CDs. Definitely, 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 definitely.
Testing one, test.
I want to recommend the pecan pies over there. We got some awfully nice folks cooking up some pretty good food that I don't know about you, but you're not going to find food like that in my town. And it's all for good causes. All goes to different churches. And these are the same people that have been cooking here for 20 years, some of them. So that's pretty neat. We got a new dumpling lady this year, though, I think. Otherwise, she's taking a little break. Who knows, you know? Well, you know what they say. Don't mess with a chicken if you can't handle the licking. Sorry. That was a picking joke, honest. How we doing there?
Check.
We're doing pretty good. Okay. Simple Gifts. Cheryl Ballinger, Ray Ballinger, and Pete Scalzo. I got it. Simple Gifts. Give him a big hand. Let's give him a nice warm Florida Folk Festival welcome. Thank you.
How about Valerie Carcappa as an MC?
Oh, yeah. Let's have it for Valerie. Oh, boy, did we love that last group. Wow. Can you imagine? Those kids' lives are really being enriched with that opportunity to play all that music together like that. Weren't they fabulous? We're going to give you a little bit more music, too. Pete Scalzo, our bass player, has played a lot of bluegrass, so we like to keep him entertained a little bit. So we're going to do this first tune as a tune that came out of a bluegrass group, Robin and Linda Williams. Good family stuff.
Good family stuff. Some of you gals might identify with this song.
Get up! Liza wakes up early in the morning, kicking at her husband and yelling at her kids. Get up, get up, I'm giving you a warning, or I'll give you the hopping fits. Today is Monday, tomorrow is Tuesday, Wednesday'll soon be coming on. Better get up and get moving, the week's half over and the washing ain't done. Sister had a habit of sucking on toothpicks. Junior had a habit of dipping snuff. Granny had a habit of chewing tobacco when she spit her juice in an old tin cup. Brother Joe, he chased women. And Papa had a habit of drinking wine. Liza had a habit of blister in the air, making every one of them toe the line. Well, the other day was a terrible sight when Liza and Jones got into a fight. He was sneaking down the gully with the chickens in his hand when he ran into Liza with a butcher knife. He grabbed that rail and he took his stance and he swung for to give old Liza a whack. Liza did the dodge and Liza did the dance as she cut Jones' shirt right off of his back. Well, the funniest story I ever did hear, Liza woke one night and tilted her ear. Out through the window in the pale moonlight, she saw a stranger in the garden just as big as life. She grabbed that gun and gave the triggers a pull. She fed that stranger two barrels full. Come daylight, the kids all wanted to know who blasted down the new scarecrow. Liza wakes up early in the morning, kicking at her husband and yelling at her kids. Get up, I'm giving you a warning, or I'll give you the hopping fits. Today is Monday, tomorrow is Tuesday, Wednesday'll soon be coming on. You better get up and get moving, the week's half over and the washing ain't done. Today is Monday, tomorrow is Tuesday, Wednesday'll soon be coming on. Better get up and get moving. The week's half over and the washing ain't done. Week's half over and the washing ain't done. Yeehaw!
Liza.
Oh, yeah. You could take some advice from that, huh, ladies? I'm going to feature Ray right now singing. I'm usually the featured singer in this group, but he's got a special talent here we're going to drag out for you. Yodeling has become a kind of like having a renaissance, and not too long ago on TV I saw a wonderful yodeler from Texas called Don, forgot his last name, oh gosh, anyway, this big guy is in his 60s, he kind of did his family thing and kept his music to himself, but now he's just an incredible yodeler, and they were interviewing these women who said, have you seen his eyes? Boy, that yodeling really, you know, it was really attractive. So not long after that, Ray thought we'd put some yodeling into our program. So
yeah. It doesn't work quite as well as it did for him, but it works a little bit. We've got sort of a little higher energy act because it's Children's Day mostly here, and we thought there'd be more children here, so we wanted to keep their attention. But we Well, hopefully we can keep your adult's attention, because I don't see the kids. I think they're
roaming
around.
Big kids out there, honey. Just big kids, right, aren't you? Having a good time? Playing real hard?
It's a Bill Staines tune called The Happy Yodel.
I'm walking along, singing my song. It's been so long that I've been away. And I've walked down the highway and thumbed down the byway, and now I am home here to stay. There's a girl in the valley, her name is Sally. I hope she's still waiting for me. Well, I missed her so much, and I long for her touch, and it's her that I'm longing to see. And the singer, he yodeled a happy yodel, we will be married in spring. And the birds will be singing, and the bells will be ringing, and she'll be wearing my ring. Hoodle-ay, hoodle-o-tee, hoodle-ay, hoodle-o-tee, hoodle-o-hoodle-ay, hoodle-o-tee. There's a girl in the valley, and her name is Sally. I hope she's still waiting for me. Well, I missed her so much, and I long for her touch, and it's her that I'm longing to see. And the singer, he yodeled a happy yodel, we will be married in spring. And the birds will be singing, and the bells will be ringing, and she'll be wearing my ring. Oodle-ay, oodle-o-tee, oodle-ay, oodle-o-tee, oodle-o-ho, oodle-ay, oodle-o-tee, oodle-o-ho, oodle-ay, oodle-o-tee, oodle-o-ho, oodle-ay, oodle-o-tee, oodle-ay, ay-ay-tee, oodle-ay, oodle-o-tee, oodle-o-ho, oodle-ay, oodle-o-tee.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't know about you ladies, but it works for me.
That's all that counts.
We're going to get Ray over here to the hammer dulcimer now. That's kind of his specialty. He's been a Florida champion several times, and I think Valerie mentioned he's probably the premier instructor in hammer dulcimer around the state. It just really excites him to introduce people and give them the opportunity to play this beautiful instrument.
Well, Cheryl is this year's current state auto harp champion, and so we're going to feature her on the second tune. Well, let's give Cheryl a hand for that. It's quite an honor. There's a lot of stiff competition this year. And so we're going to do three fiddle tunes. The first one's called Possum Up a Gum Stump. Neat name for a fiddle tune. The other one is a Ragtime Annie or Raggedy Ann, which Cheryl takes the lead on. And then the third one is Shenandoah Falls.
Here we go. It's a little hot for some clogging right now, but we just tap our toes, right?
We'd love to have you clog up.
Over here.
Thank you.
to get Ray a chair here. Gee, we're going to be featuring him again with something unusual that most very of you unusual. Have. very unusual. We don't often hear the Beatles played at an event like this, nor do we often hear them played in the style that we're going to be doing it, with the instrument that Ray is going to be playing. He, many of you have had the opportunity to attend the Old Time Music Championship in Dade City, which is held every spring, where this spring Ray premiered with this
testing
technique of
probably have to bring it up pretty high.
Ham bone. So Charlie Grote had an interesting write-up in one of the periodicals in the state where he mentioned that among the assorted instruments that were played was a man who played his body and actually managed to survive. So we'll see how he does today in the heat. And this is a real interesting arrangement of the tune Blackbird. I lost my hammer dulcimer player. He's just running around back there, getting loose, I guess. Okay. Dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You've been only waiting for this moment to be free. Come on in, blackbird, fly, blackbird, fly into the light of the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You've been only waiting for this moment to arrive. You've been only waiting for this moment to arise. You've been only waiting for this moment to arise. Whoa, and in this heat, my goodness. I think we're going to slow it down a little bit. Play a real pretty tune, another bluegrass tune. Gosh, it was just a few years ago we had the author of this tune here as the as a guest. Was it last year?
A couple years ago. 2 years ago.
Okay. The father of bluegrass wrote this beautiful Kentucky waltz. last night in Kentucky, beneath a beautiful harvest moon. And I was the one who was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and that beautiful Kentucky
walls.
Kentucky, beneath the beautiful harvest moon, and I was the one who was lucky, but it all ended too soon. As I sit here alone in the moonlight, I see your smiling face, and I long once more for your embrace and that beautiful Kentucky waltz. Play it pretty now, Dad. Minutes. That's great. We'll do a couple more tunes for you. I'll let Ray introduce this next one. Come before me.
We don't have a bow. Oh,
the bow is in the car.
Okay. We won't do that. What can we do?
Unless you want me to play without a bow.
I don't think so. Play something fast on the Hammond Dulcimer again. Shenandoah. No, that's a bow too. Better. Blues? Let's do the blues. Okay. We'll let Ray demonstrate something else unusual for you. String pressing on the hammer dulcimer. And he'll play the blues. We'll give Pete a little part in this one too. Very little.
Here we go. Thank you.
That's a little jazzy there. Okay, Pete, now. All right, Pete, back to Ray now. A lot of blues on the schedule tonight at the amphitheater stage. I saw that, so that's kind of appropriate. This is a festival celebrating storytelling this year, and it's a song that I wrote. Tells a little story. Maybe it tells your story. Might just do that because it's about Florida and why some of us love it like we do and how we got here. It's called Thank God I Live in Florida. This will be our last tune with you. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed it. We'll be playing again tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Azalea Stage, and I'd like to see you there. Ray has Hammer Dulcimer Workshop tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Sunday morning.
Oh, Sunday morning, okay. Thank God I live in Florida. I love Sunshine State. The gators and the old live oaks and the folks down here are great. If you don't like the weather, then you only have to wait. Thank God I live in Florida. I love the Sunshine State. I moved down here from Michigan about 15 years ago, so I could sit on my front porch and watch the palm trees grow and listen to the music of the mockingbird, you know. When you live here in Florida, there's no place else to go. I am a snowbird from New York who's left the snow behind. I had a choice and made it, and I hope that you don't mind. I've staked a claim in Florida, a place that I call mine. A patch of southern comfort beneath the rustling pine. To Cocoa from Ohio, I came in 83. And told my friends up north, now you have seen the last of me. I want warm sand between my toes and underneath my feet. And when I walk the beaches, I tell everyone I meet. Thank God I live in Florida. I love Sunshine State. The gators and the old live oaks and the folks down here are great. If you don't like the weather, then you only have to wait. Thank God I live in Florida. I love the Sunshine State. I'm born and raised in Florida, yes, there's no better place. The summer sun has left its golden mark upon my face, and in my heart there is a love cannot be replaced. I'm blessed to live in Florida, this land that God has graced. Thank God I live in Florida, I love the Sunshine State. The gators and the old live oaks and the folks down here are great. If you don't like the weather, then you only have to wait. Thank God I live in Florida, I love the Sunshine State. One more time. Thank God I live in Florida, I love the Sunshine State. The gators and the old live oaks and the folks down here are great. If you don't like the weather, then you only have to wait. Thank God I live in Florida, I love the Sunshine State. Thank God I live in Florida, I love the Sunshine State.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. We'll see you tomorrow.
Simple Gifts. Cheryl Ballinger, Ray Ballinger, and Pete Scalzo. Hey, Faison, all right.